Page number 167.
The Grasshopper and the Ant. Once there lived a lazy grasshopper. He didn't like to work. All day long he sang songs and played in the warm sunshine.
Hee hee! Look at me! I'm as happy as can be!
The grasshopper laughed at the hard-working ants as they worked day and night.
We are storing grain for the long winter ahead,
they replied. The lazy grasshopper only laughed louder. Summer ended and the cold winter arrived. The wind blew strong and it started snowing.
Page number 168.
The grasshopper now began to worry.
There is no food to eat.
No grass, no flowers or leaves.
I can't see even the tiniest fly or worm. What will I do? I will surely starve.
He cried.
Let me meet my kind neighbor, the ant.
The grasshopper remembered how the hard-working ant had stored away grain for the winter. He knocked at her door.
Dear ant, I'm hungry and cold. I've nothing to eat. Please, can you give me some food?
The ant shook in anger.
Lazy one! What you were doing all summer? You were only singing and dancing. You should have thought of the cold winter months ahead. Go away!
She slammed her door shut. The lazy grasshopper was left as hungry as before. Adapted from Aesop's Fables.
New words.
Hardworking.
Arrived.
Starve.
Slammed. Page number 169.
Reading is fun.
How did the grasshopper spend his days?
Did the grasshopper find food in winter?
What did the ant tell the grasshopper when he asked for food?
Let's talk.
If you were asked to store things for the winter, what would you store? Name any three things.
Which season do you like the best?
Tell the class the story of the grasshopper and the ant in your own language.
Word building.
Circle the words that mean the same.
Speak.
Talk.
Shout.
Complete.
Finish.
Start.
Small.
Thin.
Little.
Sick.
Ill.
Stout.
Big.
Large.
Fat.
Page number 169. Page number 170.
The web world.
When you hear winter and summer, what are the words that come to your mind? Write these words in the bubbles.
Here you can see two pictures. In the first one, you can see a snowman. It represents winter. Around it, you can see five bubbles. In one, you can see the word scarf written because it represents winter. Write four more such words in the bubbles. In the second picture, you can see the sun that represents the summer. One word is written in the bubble, ice cream. Write four more such words in the bubble.
Page number 171.
Let's write.
Letters with numbers are given in the box. Pick up the letter under each number and replace the numbers by writing it in the blanks.
Number 1. The
dash
24
dash
15
dash
3
dash
23
dash
23
dash
21
dash
10
dash
17
dash
17
dash
16
dash
15 eat
dash
4
dash
10
dash
15
dash
7
dash
23 Number 2 the
dash
3
dash
22
dash
12
dash
23 eat
dash
24
dash
15
dash
3
dash
9
dash
22
dash
23
dash
Number 3 dash
4
dash
9
dash
22
dash
12
dash
16
dash
15
is very dash
8
dash
10
dash
20
dash
11
Number 4 dash
23
dash
26
dash
7
dash
7
dash
16
dash
15
is very dash
4
dash
3
dash
15
dash
7
And now the letters with numbers for reference in the box.
3
A
14
B
8
C
11
D
16
E
2
F
24
G
21
H
9
I
13
J
5
K
20
L
7
M
22
N
10
O
17
P
1
Q
15
R
23
S
12
T
26
U
19
V
4
W
25
X
18
Y
6
Z
Page number 171 Page number 172
Under picture A, sentences describe what each person or animal is doing. Under picture B, write down what each is doing.
Use the words he, she, it, they instead of a lady, a man, two girls, and a dog.
Now you can see two pictures. In picture A, you can see a lady, a man, two girls, and a dog. Sentences for picture A have been done for you. A lady is cycling.
A man is running.
Two girls are playing.
A dog is sleeping.
Now do the same for picture B.
Page number 173.
Let's practice.
Here is a sentence given below.
The sun shines in the sky.
Connect the dots to complete the sentence.